Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the news at 12 on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. The news is also live on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Coming up, policy think tank Imani Africa raises concerns regarding the Electoral Commission's explanation for the discovery of 10 obsolete biometric verification devices, BVDs, at a recycling plant.
You know, handing over thousands of devices holding the fingerprints and other vital particulars of millions of Ghanaians to uncertified facilities would in any country generate a massive uproar. Why are we always so relaxed about everything in this town? I think the EC needs to answer a lot of questions.
Details as it demands clarification on several key aspects of the auction process. Also, Ministry of Education says it acknowledges that there is room for improvement for Ghana's education sector, but says it is important to recognize the strides Ghana has made in education.
I believe that we have to situate the research in the proper context to be able to know that as a country we've made some significant strides.
Details as Ghana's education has been ranked behind 125 countries in the latest Global Youth Development Index released by the Commonwealth Secretariat. Later, Ghanaian high life musician Kofi Kinata says he does not worry about death prophecies, but rather prays to God. Details as he reveals he prays about five times a day, not because of the set prophecies, but because of his own Christian beliefs.
A lot of people
prophesy that you die.
A lot of people, I hear this every month.
What do you
sometimes
do?
In a month, it will come from different places, like 20 different places consistently.
Let's settle for the details now. My name is Maxwell Agbagba. Policy think tank Imani Africa has raised concerns regarding the Electoral Commission's explanation for the discovery of 10 obsolete biometric verification devices, BVDs, at a recycling plant. In response to the EC's statement that the devices were legally auctioned, Imani Africa has demanded clarification on several key aspects of the auction process. Imani Africa's founding president, Franklin Kujo, is also inquiring about the identity of the successful bidders and the rationale behind purchasing obsolete devices specifically designed for electoral purposes. The EC, in a statement on Friday, April 26, explained that some 10 biometric verification devices found at a recycling company in Medina were obsolete devices which had been legally auctioned.
Well, exactly what we're asking is, what is this sneaky behavior of the EC in auctioning sensitive election equipment and sending them to recycling plants that don't have specialized capacity to shred data-sensitive equipment like biometric verification devices? The EC, in an article, in a news item we saw, that is published on Adome FM, claims that it auctioned just 10 devices. And the question is why? Why would anyone want to buy just 10 devices? And why would the commercial entity need 10 BVDs to recycle? You know, meanwhile, the records show that before the EC bought the brand new set of biometric equipment it used for the 2020 elections, they had 72,000 BVDs and thousands of BVRs. Those are the laptops for registering voters. Where exactly are those devices? The 71,990 BVDs, assuming the 10 have been sold, if all of them are considered obsolete, why then auction just 10? And also the quantities of the BVD machines Imani's people's pictured, we realize, don't look like 10 devices. Are there any other entities in Ghana buying and discarding such large amounts of BVDs? Why did the boxes have EC insignia on them? You know, look, as a country and continent, we need to get serious and demand answers of leaders and not wait till things get, basically things fall apart before we do. You know, handing over thousands of devices holding the fingerprints and other vital particulars of millions of Ghanaians to uncertified facilities would in any country generate a massive uproar. Why are we always so relaxed about everything in this town? I think the EC needs to answer a lot of questions.
You heard Imani Africa's Franklin Cudjoe. Still in politics, campaigning is heating up in the Jisu constituency ahead of the by-election scheduled for Tuesday, April 31, as the New Patriotic Party holds its final rally and community engagement to solicit votes for its candidate Kwabena Boateng. President Akufo-Addo and Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, alongside party executives, are expected to join the final rally this afternoon. Meanwhile, independent candidate and former MP for the area, Kwabena Osidiomi, is also wrapping up his campaign in his quest to return to parliament. Let's still stay on politics. The National Democratic Congress says the running mate for its flag bearer, Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman, is the game changer for the party. According to lawyer and former MP for Tamale Central, Yunusa Fuseni, her ability to canvass votes, which translated into clinching of seats in the central region, together with her thorough understanding of issues, greatly enhances the chances of the party ahead of the 2024 elections. He spoke on Joy News.
For the first time, where NDC won, apart from the time of Rawlings, NDC won majority of seats in the central region. In the 2000 elections, the only unknown quantity on the NDC ticket was Jane Nana Opokuagyeman. So if I'm speaking mathematically, she contributed because she was the only unknown. Now, NDC recovered from a 106 seats in parliament to 137 seats in parliament. And you think that she played no role? You think so? For the first time in the history of this country, NDC garnered over 6 million votes. Again, the only unknown quantity on the ticket was Professor Jane Nana Opokuagyeman. PP will agree that in the 2000 elections, their votes was significantly reduced, taking 2016 as a benchmark. So she brings a lot on board. And if you are looking at political trajectory and how parties win power, all these matters count.
You had Inusa Fuseni. Meanwhile, communications lead of the Bawumia campaign team, Dennis Miracle Sabuaji, has lashed out at the NDC and his running mate, Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman, as one that presents no policy solutions but mere rhetoric of a good orator.
Professor Nana is an academic professor, a vice chancellor. It's no shock if she's able to stand in front of a crowd and deliver a speech. It's nothing new. That's what she does her entire life. Show her that respect. Give it to her. That's her job. Every day, that's what she does. And so if she stands on a stage and delivers, kudos to her. There is no incumbent government that you cannot list sins and ills. What you do is that beyond the sins, the listing of the sins and ills, give us what your alternative is. And disappointedly so, she missed the mark. She missed that big opportunity to make that lasting impact on the minds of Ghanaians about who she represents and how she intends to work with the president to take us to the level that we want to get to.
You had Dennis Miracle Sabuaje. Now, the Ministry of Education says it acknowledges that there is room for improvement for Ghana's education sector, but says it is important to recognize the strides Ghana has made in education. Its spokesperson, Kwesi Kwarteng, says a closer look at the Global Youth Development Index indicates that its assessment of education quality relies on specific indicators and time frames, with this particular report spanning from 2010 to 2022. Ghana's education has been rated a 125 out of 183 countries in the latest Global Youth Development Index released by the Commonwealth Secretariat. Global Youth Development Index, which is an update of a report released earlier in 2023, is a resource for researchers, policymakers, and civil society, including young people, to track progress on the sustainable development goals associated with youth development. We can hear from the PR of the Ministry of Education, Kwesi Kwarteng.
Well, we acknowledge that there is indeed some room for more improvement. It is also important to recognize the strides Ghana has made in education. And for that matter, we must approach such reports with a critical look, ensuring that we do not overlook the significant gains that we've made as a country and commit to thorough analysis and understanding of the data to be able to accurately assess our progress as a nation. Because a closer look at the Global Youth Development Index indicates that its assessment of education quality relies on some specific variables or indicators over some time frame. And I mean, this one is between 2010 to 2022. Specifically, if you want to look at the variables, you are looking at a variable like digital literacy among the youth between 15 to 29 years, which happens to be a crucial aspect. But you cross-check the report and you realize that the last time data or it was measured was in 2013. And this overlooks a decade of potential progress, including initiatives like the recent introduction of digitalization in the aspects of the smart schools and digital literacy programs, even in our senior high schools and our junior busy schools as well. Similarly, you look at literacy rates, for instance, another key metric, which was last updated in 2021. But I mean, beyond 2021, even significant improvements has also been recorded since then. For instance, the notable increase in literacy rates at basic schools from 2% in 2015 to 38% in 2022.
You heard the PRO of the Ministry of Education, Kwesi Kwarteng. Security analyst Adams Buna has expressed skepticism regarding the potential outcomes of investigations into the recent clash between soldiers and personnel of the Ghana Prison Service at Boko in the Upper East region. In an interview with Joy News, Buna emphasized the necessity for the police to spearhead investigations to ensure that the perpetrators are identified, apprehended, and prosecuted. The clash, which garnered attention after videos surfaced on social media, depicted a tense confrontation between heavily armed soldiers and Ghana Prison Service personnel. Among the disturbing scenes was a prison officer with a severe facial injury, alongside others expressing concern from a pickup truck.
I have absolutely no faith in the investigations, because which power has the Ghana Prison Service? What power do they have? Apart from, you know, conducting their own internal investigations, they can only invite their own personnel to interrogate them with regards to what took place on this day. It's not about the prison service. Those who have power to do these investigations is the Ghana Police Service.
Right.
And this, what happened is pure criminality. And because when you fight, you are supposed to be arrested and prosecuted before courts. The prisons must conduct their own internal investigations. The military would have to also conduct their own internal investigations. But we need thorough investigations conducted by the Ghana Police Service. Mm.
You heard security analyst Adams Buna. An NGO, Accident Victim Support Ghana, says it has received over 9,000 applications from individuals affected by various types of road crashes and health facilities dealing with accident victims annually. These numbers increase daily, highlighting the absence of a proper support system for vulnerable accident victims. Accident Victim Support Ghana is therefore seeking improvements and partnerships from government to get the needed support for vulnerable road crash victims.
Ethel Dankwa, a 25-year-old trader, suffered an accident on Monday, May 29, 2023, while on her way home. A car approaching on top speed veered off to her standing space at Odium Railway Station, trapping her left arm under the heavy tires of the car. The arm lost all feeling and function, awaiting surgery at a cost the middle-income earner could not afford.
You say, ever since I said,
Ethel's ordeal is similar to many affected persons who crowd hospitals and become a burden to families, unable to foot the cost of medical expenses nor afford comprehensive medical treatment. Accident Victim Support Ghana receives between 26 to 30 applications from vulnerable individuals who have been involved in road accidents or suffered physical injuries, seeking assistance from health facilities nationwide. The social intervention organization recounts receiving overwhelming numbers of vulnerable accident survivors, which stress its capacity to help. Founder of Accident Victim Support Ghana, Reverend Cyril Benedict, says the intensity of Ethel's condition informed the organization to extend help.
You heard Clinton Yeboah's report. And before we go, Ghanaian highlife musician Kofi Kenata says he does not worry about prophecies concerning his life. He rather prays to God. His statement comes on the back of a recent death prophecy about him which has surfaced online. In the viral video, the pastor is heard asking people to pray for Kofi so he's rescued and his life not cut off prematurely. Speaking in an interview on Joy Prime's Morning Show, the musician confirmed he had indeed seen the recent prophecy circulating on the internet but couldn't be bothered about it. He added that since he started his musical journey, he has received a lot of such prophecies. He further noted that he prays about 5 times a day, not because of those prophecies, but because of his own Christian beliefs, as he was tired of hearing them.
Okay, so there's a video trending on social media about a pastor who says, that you should be very prayerful. Have you seen it?
No.
Are you sure? You don't want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you want to talk about it? You've seen it, though.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But have you prayed against it?
Is that prayed or indoors? Is it
that you and your team decided not to talk about it, maybe, so it prevents, the pastor from getting eyeballs or whatever?
Oh, maybe. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what he has seen and he's saying it.
But would you pray against
it? Maybe me too. I've seen it a long time, but I didn't come out to say it.
But have you seen it? Have you seen anything like that?
I said maybe.
That's what I'm asking you. Have you? No. Have you seen anything like
no.
that?
No.
Has anybody ever given you a prophecy like that before? Or this is the first time you have
plenty.
Seen plenty?
Like 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So plenty.
So 7 years ago, somebody prophesied that
it's
you
not somebody,
died.
Some a lot of people.
Prophesied that you die.
A lot of people. I hear this every month. Yeah.
What do you do?
Sometimes in a month, it will come from different places, like 20 different places consistently. Yeah, so this is not the first time.
So how do you handle such news?
God handles it. Yeah.